Hello and welcome to GCSE Computer Science Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into data representation, one of the most important topics in your OCR GCSE Computer Science exam. This is topic 2.6, and it's absolutely crucial because it appears in both foundation and higher tier papers, and it accounts for a significant chunk of your marks. Now, I know what you're thinking, binary numbers, hexadecimal, all those conversions, it can feel overwhelming. But here's the thing. Once you understand the patterns, this becomes one of the most predictable and mark-friendly topics on the entire specification. Examiners love testing this because there are clear right and wrong answers, which means if you know your method, you can rack up marks quickly. Today, we'll cover the core concepts you absolutely must know, then I'll share some insider exam tips that will help you avoid the most common mistakes, and we'll finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's make data representation your secret weapon. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's start with the foundation, number systems. In computer science, we work with three main number systems, binary, denary, and hexadecimal. Binary is base 2 using only zeros and ones. This is the language computers actually speak because digital circuits are either on or off. Denary is base 10, the everyday counting system we use with digits 0 through 9, and hexadecimal is base 16 using digits 0 through 9, and then letters A through F to represent values 10 through 15. Now, the first skill you need to master is converting between these systems. Let's take binary to denary conversion. Here's the method that will never let you down. Write out the powers of 2 as a header. For an 8-bit number, that's 128, 64, 32, 16, 8, 4, 2, 1. Then look at each bit position. If it's a 1, add that power of 2 to your total. If it's a 0, skip it. For example, the binary number 101010100, bit 7 is 1, so add a 128. Bit 6 is 0, skip it. Bit 5 is 1, add 32. Bit 4 is 0, skip. Bit 3 is 1, add 8. Bit 2 is 0, skip. Bit 1 is 1, add 2. Bit 0 is 0, skip. So 128 plus 32 plus 8 plus 2 equals 170 in denary. That's a guaranteed mark in the exam. Converting hexadecimal to binary is even easier. Each hex digit converts directly to a 4-bit binary nibble, so the hex digit A, which is 10 in denary, becomes 10T10 in binary. The hex digit F, which is 15, becomes 1111. If you're converting hex to denary, you can go via binary or use the powers of 16, but I recommend going via binary because it reduces arithmetic errors. Next, let's talk about binary arithmetic. You'll be asked to add 2 binary numbers, and you must show you're working. The method is just like denary addition. Start from the right, add each column, and carry over when you get 2 or more. In binary, 0 plus 0 equals 0, which happens when you helps 1 equals 1, 1 plus 1 equals 0, carry 1, and 1 plus 1 plus 1, which happens when you have a carry, equals 1, carry 1. Examiners award method marks for showing the carry bits, so even if you make a small mistake, you can still get credit. Always write your carries above the column so the examiner can see your thinking. Now, binary shifts. A left shift moves every bit one place to the left and fills the gap on the right with a 0. This multiplies the number by 2. A right shift moves every bit one place to the right and fills the gap on the left with a 0. This divides the number by 2, but you lose any remainder. Students often get the direction confused, so remember, left shift equals multiply, right shift equals divide. An overflow error occurs when the result of a calculation is too large to fit in the available number of bits. For example, if you're working with 8-bit numbers and your addition gives you a result that needs 9 bits, the extra bit is lost, and you get an overflow. This is a key concept for both foundation and higher tier. Now let's move to how computers represent images and sound. For images, you need to know 3 terms: resolution, color depth, and file size. Resolution is the number of pixels measured as width times height. Color depth is the number of bits used to represent each pixel's color. For example, 1-bit color depth gives you 2 colors, black and white. 8-bit gives you 256 colors. 24-bit, also called true color, gives you over 16 million colors. The formula for image file size is width in pixels times height in pixels times color depth in bits. That gives you the file size in bits. If the question asks for bytes, divide by 8. If it asks for kilobytes, divide by 8, then by 1024. Unit conversion errors are one of the most common mistakes, so always check what unit the question is asking for. For sound, you need to understand sample rate and bit depth. Sample rate is how many times per second the sound wave is measured, measured in hertz. A higher sample rate captures more detail and gives better quality. Bit depth is the number of bits used to store each sample, which determines the accuracy of the amplitude measurement. Higher bit depth means more precise sound reproduction. The formula for sound file size is sample rate times bit depth times duration in seconds. Again, this gives you bits, so convert to bytes or kilobytes as needed. Finally, compression. There are two types, lossy and lossless. Lossy compression permanently removes data to reduce file size. It's used for images and sound where some loss of quality is acceptable, like JPEG for photos or MP3 for music. Lossless compression reduces file size without losing any data, so the original can be perfectly reconstructed. It's used for text files, program files, and any situation where every bit matters, like PNG images or zip files. Examiners often ask you to justify which type of compression to use in a given scenario, so think about whether data loss is acceptable or not. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam technique. First, memorize the powers of 2 up to 128. Write them out at the top of any conversion question before you start. This takes 5 seconds and prevents silly errors. Second, always show you're working, especially in binary addition. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks if your process is correct. Third, watch out for unit conversions. If the question asks for kilobytes and you give bytes, you lose the mark. If you're unsure, write out the conversion. Bits divided by 8 equals bytes. Bytes divided by 1024 equals kilobytes. Fourth, don't confuse color depth with resolution. Color depth is how many bits per pixel. Resolution is how many pixels in total. They both affect file size, but they're different concepts. Fifth, when explaining why hexadecimal is used, don't say, "Computers understand it better." Computers only understand binary. Hexadecimal is used because it's easier for humans to read and write than long strings of binary, and it converts easily to binary. Sixth, in questions about compression, be specific. Don't just say lossy is smaller. Explain that lossy permanently removes data, which is acceptable for media files, whereas lossless retains all data, which is essential for text or program files. And finally, remember that OCR loves to test your ability to apply knowledge to scenarios. You might get a question like, a photographer needs to store high-quality images for printing. Should they use lossy or lossless compression? Justify your answer. The answer is lossless, because printing requires all the original detail, and lossy compression would reduce quality. That's the kind of justification that earns full marks. Quickfire recall quiz, 1 minute. All right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the denary value of the binary number 11100000? Answer, 240. That's 128 plus 64 plus 32 plus 16. Question two. What happens when you left shift a binary number by one place? Answer, the value is multiplied by 2. Question three. What is the formula for calculating image file size? Answer, width times height times color depth. And remember, that gives you bits. Question four. What's the difference between lossy and lossless compression? Answer, lossy permanently removes data to reduce file size. Lossless reduces file size without losing any data, so the original can be reconstructed. Question five. How many colors can you represent with 4-bit color depth? Answer, 16 colors. That's 2 to the power of 4. Summary and sign off, 1 minute. Brilliant. So to recap, data representation is all about understanding how computers store numbers, images, and sound using binary. Master your conversions between binary, denary, and hexadecimal. Know your formulas for image and sound file sizes. Understand the difference between lossy and lossless compression. And always, always show you're working and check your units. This topic is worth a significant percentage of your marks, and the good news is it's highly predictable. Practice your conversions, memorize those powers of two, and you'll walk into the exam with confidence. If you found this helpful, make sure you're practicing with past papers and mark schemes from OCR. Look at how examiners phrase questions and what they're looking for in answers. The more you practice, the more patterns you'll spot. Thanks so much for listening to GCSE Computer Science Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and remember, you've got this.